The future of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld was debated on the floor of the Senate today. Democrats forced a lengthy debate on a non-binding statement that calls on President Bush to replace Rumsfeld. Republicans eventually blocked a vote. But as NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol, the Democrats were looking to gain political advantage going into the midterm elections.
Ever since Defense Secretary Rumsfeld last month compared critics of the Iraq War with those who sought to appease Adolf Hitler, congressional Democrats have vowed to hold a vote of no confidence, even though Congress doesn't actually have the authority to oust a member of the president's cabinet. Today, as the Senate resumed debate on a defense spending bill, Minority Leader Harry Reid came to the floor and said though he favored giving a president leeway in determining who serves in his cabinet, he could do so no longer.
Regrettably, after 5 years of mismanagement and mistakes in Iraq that have made America less safe, the time for that leeway has passed. So today, as I've indicated, I will offer an amendment expressing the sense of the Senate that President Bush replace Secretary Rumsfeld immediately.
What Reid offered was a resolution titled Sense of the Senate on the Need for a New Direction in Iraq Policy and in the Civilian Leadership of the Department of Defense. It asserted that the current course in Iraq is not a strategy for success and that the president could indicate his willingness to change that course by replacing his defense secretary. New York Democrat Charles Schumer said Rumsfeld was the wrong man for the job.
To fight a war on terror, you need to be both strong and smart. And with Secretary Rumsfeld in this administration, you do see a great deal of strength, but you don't see enough of the smarts.
But Alaska Republican Ted Stevens angrily defended Rumsfeld, whom he called his good friend.
This man deserves the support of the Senate, does not deserve the opposition. I'm sad to say, in my opinion, on a purely political basis. Now, there may be some over on this side of the aisle who have lost confidence in him, but this senator is not.
And South Carolina Republican Jim DeMint sought to portray Rumsfeld as having been effective overseeing the war in Iraq.
Iraq no longer has control of their arsenal of chemical weapons, and Iraq is moving towards a democracy, admittedly with many, many difficulties. But if our Democrat colleagues had their way, Iraq would become the new staging area for terrorists.
But Democrats seemed confident that they have broad support in seeking Rumsfeld's removal. Pollster Andrew Kohut of the Pew Research Center says public opinion has turned against Rumsfeld.
Very different from the spring of 2003, when 76% said they had a favorable opinion of the Secretary of Defense. That, of course, was when the war was going well.
And now it stands at
55% unfavorable.
In the end, the Republican majority avoided having to vote to defend Rumsfeld. They scuttled the no-confidence vote by raising a point of order. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.